Back from South Pacific, we had that.
You were in the South Pacific?
Yeah, I was in service during World War II, you see.
Uh-huh.
And
how many years?
I went in 43 and came out the latter part of 45, in other words, when the war was over, after D-Day.
And you served, where did you serve?
I was in the merchant service, the maritime service. I went from the Atlantic, I first went into the Atlantic, so we was running high-octane gasoline to England.
Yeah.
After England was in bad trouble, you know, and they needed the airplane fuel.
Wow, you must have been in some dangerous waters
there. Well, it was pretty dangerous. We had a lot of close scrapes, you know.
Yeah.
I never had to abandon ship. I got torpedoed one time, but it didn't do any real damage, you know.
Yeah.
And then after the European theater was practically over with, I went to the Pacific theater. We were down in New Guinea then, and on the islands,
mm-hmm.
making our way on up to the Mindanao's on in the Philippines, you know. And
I dropped the bomb, huh?
I participated in that, and in fact, I was out there, you know, when they dropped the bomb. I was in Pack Load and Lakey, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, can you give me your full name?
Morris Roy.
And what about
name? You want me to give you some history on
name? Yeah, I'll get some history on your parents. Go ahead. Okay. Okay, I'll take
my great 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 grand. You don't mind if I smoke, do you?
No. Let me get your astro. Here you go.
My original ancestors were been in this vicinity since around 1700s, you know.
Uh-huh.
And most of them, like I said, have been in this area. My grandfather was here in Pascagoula.
Yeah.
And he was originally born in Biloxi. But he came to Pascagoula as a young fellow, married, and had 9 sons and 4 daughters.
13? Are y'all Catholic?
My father and them were Catholic. I'm Methodist.
Uh-huh. So am I. I'm Methodist. How'd you manage to switch like that, or get the idea?
It wasn't a matter of switching. When my father married my mother, of course she was a Methodist,
uh-huh.
and they were married outside the Catholic Church.
I see, okay.
And when we was coming up, why, when we went to Sunday school and church, why my mother went. My father was too busy making a living. He more or less got away. I mean, this is actual truth, you know.
Yeah.
And consequently, why, we, all the children, I was one of 9, see, myself. And we all went to the Methodist Church, and of course, when we got old enough to make our own decision, why, we joined the Methodist Church.
Uh-huh.
And when my baby sister, that was born in 1941, got big enough to join the Methodist Church, why then, out of a clear blue sky one day, why, we had talked our father into going to the Methodist Church. And after he attended for quite some time, not being a member, when my baby sister joined the church, why, he just got up one Sunday out of a clear blue sky and joined the Methodist Church.
Yeah.
So we united now as all Methodists, you know.
You say you, Junior, you, is your father still alive?
Mm-hmm.
He is? Does he live here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my father's 78 years old.